What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Tavern? Turtle?
Yeah, it can draw its head and feet into its shell.
Tavern?
What do you call if it lives in on land?
Turtle.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitin.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
A what?
The center part of an egg.
Well, an egg. Axe.
Egg.
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body? This part up here.
Lung. Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? Small flat-bottom.
It's a bateau.
What do you call one with a pointed front?
It's a canoe.
Flat bottom?
No, the new one is really not flat bottom.
What if it's got a square front?
It's a bathtub, then.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty of beads.
Pretty set of beads?
A pretty what of beads?
Chain of beads? Well, that's a pretty set of beads. Oh, that's what she got.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really... What?
One?
Say really what the other man.
And then the one fought the other, and the one fought the other.
How would you, instead of saying he beat the other man, how would you say this in a more colorful
way? He defeated the other man.
Is there any other way you could say
it? Oh, I know. He defeated.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down?
Back part of the leg. Well, the muscle of the leg. I don't know what you call it. When you're squatting. Back part of your leg when you're squatting.
Yeah. He'd say he got down on his...
What? Leg, I'm saying. That's all I call
it. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Any question. Then you close, and all the part time being close, tight fist. Conservative, even though he's conservative.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Odd?
What's a descriptive word for
him? Well, he looks odd, that's all I know. He's a man all funny looking clothes, he looks odd. If he's different from anybody else, he's odd.
And would you use a different word if a woman were wearing funny looking clothes?
Use the same kind. You're just quaint, odd, but that one you want to use.